As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, June the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a little website out there. You might want to check it out, www.vocallocal.org. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and perhaps even talk about some workable solutions. I don't know, though. The solutions basket has been rather empty lately. We'll have to dip in and see if we can find anything new. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, you listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And a big shout out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Gentlemen, thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local audiences. Again, our website is vocallocal.org. Welcome to visit there today. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold traverses the $930 range. Will it ever get out of there? I don't know. We'll see. IMF gold sales and global market news. We're going to go into a little bit of that today as well. Go back and revisit once again this Clean Water Restoration Act, Agenda 21, Chapter 18, looking ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, June the 19th, 2009, out of active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $3.10, trading at $935.40 an ounce. Silver was up 12 cents, running at $14.31. Platinum up $8 at $1,209. Palladium up $2, trading $241 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, 931.30 for a low, 938.70 for a high. So you can see it's a very narrow band there, traversing sideways, about a $7 spread. But the 935.40 level right now is up $53.20 year on year. So you're seeing about a 6.03% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix, the boys over in London ran up their little flags and rang their bell this morning and set the price of gold at $933.75, so you can't expect it to be far from that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 58 points at 8,556. The NASDAQ was flat at 1,808. The Standard & Poor's, the S&P 500 there, up 8 points yesterday, 918. Crude oil, who wants to hear about it, but we have to watch this one anyway, up 58 cents, trading at $71.95 a barrel, creeping up towards that $72 mark very quickly. We'll talk about the USDX, the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, and so much more on the other side. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 19th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we're getting underway, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the opening segment, we find that gold is trading up $935.40 an ounce. Silver was up 12 cents at $14.31. Let's go into those foreign exchange rates. The U.S. dollar today off 17 points, trading at 80.41. Above that 80 point now, that's going to be important to follow. So many people are talking about the possibilities that the USDX could go down as far as 65 or thereabouts. Oh my, if that happens, things are going to be upside down and inside out for sure. The rest of the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar up a little bit today, still trading at 89 cents, however. The Mexican peso saw a little bit of an increase today. A little more firmly in the 8 cent range, but still just right on the margin. The euro traded up a little bit today as well. So far, $1.39 U.S. The British pound, incredibly strong against the U.S. dollar, moving in strength against the euro as well, moving up almost a full percentage point today, trading at $1.65 U.S. The Swiss franc, fill up your pockets on Swiss francs. 92 cents are on sale today, but they were up just a fraction. Also, in the bond market, the 2-year bond is trading at 125. The 10-year bond is 3.87%. The 30-year bond is 462. And the way the bonds are spread out there, things are looking pretty good as far as the yield is concerned. In the residential mortgages, the 15-year mortgage, not a bad price, really, when you think about it. All things considered, 4.91% for a 15-year mortgage, a 30-year mortgage at 5.43%. So that's the market report from today out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, we keep our eyes peeled and watch the East Indian gold trade, largely because the East Indians are major buyers, one of the world's largest buyers of gold products in the world. So we pay attention to them. You wouldn't think that would be the case, but it is. This off of Reuters, a late spurt in the Indian wedding season gold demand. A last-minute spurt has been seen in demand for gold in India, the world's number one consumer, as the wedding season draws to a close, our author writes. But again, we have to underline this word demand as we talk about here on this broadcast so frequently, sustainable development, Agenda 21, and all of that. Demand really drives this whole thing. If we don't understand the demand curves and demand ratios and how demand drives sustainable development, environmental, and economic development, then we've missed a major plank in our understanding. So this posted Friday, today, new news, June the 19th, out of Mumbai, India. Indian gold prices in the physical market rose on Thursday on some buying. Not a lot, just some. Just a week before the end of the wedding season closes, analysts said. Just a week before the end of the wedding season, so I guess they wait until there's some kind of a special season to get married. Peculiar. Anyway, they live in India, we live in America. Here's a quote. There is some increase in buying from yesterday. This is just last moment wedding demand for gold, said a dealer with a private bank. The Indian wedding season ends in a week's time. Wouldn't that be a shame if you wanted to get married in 2 weeks? Maybe you'd have to go to someplace else, take a holiday, take your honeymoon, go to the Bahamas maybe and get married there. Anyhow, back to the article. The Indian wedding season again ends in a week's time, so we can watch the gold market this past next coming week and see whether or not there are any last-minute spurts of love and affection, the Cupid's arrows flavoring around someplace in India, and the gold will spike one way or the other. Continuing, the spurt in demand is short-lived. It won't sustain if prices don't come below 14,000 rupees per 10 grams, said another dealer with a public sector bank. But again, we see here in this article, we're seeing the word demand repeated. And in the same sentence, the Indian wedding season, or excuse me, the spurt in demand is short-lived. It won't sustain if prices don't come below blah, blah, blah. Sustainable development, demand go hand in hand. The Indian rupee fell in afternoon trade on Thursday as a more than 2% fall in the domestic stock market raised concerns about a return of risk aversion. It's that key phrase, risk aversion, with the dollar gains overseas also hurting. Weak rupee makes the dollar-denominated imported commodity expensive, in other words, gold. Three analysts said August futures contracts on multi-commodity exchange is trading above crucial 14,500 rupees level and may reach 14,650 rupees level. It's no wonder they buy gold. Wouldn't want to carry all those rupees around in your pocket. Might tear the seams, you know. But, of course, they don't have pockets. They just wear robes. International gold had edged lower in Europe on Thursday as a recovery in the dollar dented interest in the metal as a hedge against weakness in the U.S. currency. And we'll see much more about that. There's certainly some dents in the U.S. currency. Now let's go into this one. This is ETF Securities. London Palladium Holdings hit a record. Palladium now, remember palladium. Russia's been talking about this possibility of coming up with a palladium coin. Interesting. Friday, June 19th, new news as of 6 o'clock. This morning, Eastern Daylight Time, London, June 19th, Reuters. ETF Securities said on Friday the amount of metal it holds to back its ETFs, physical palladium exchange-traded commodity, the PHPD.L, if you want to look it up on the web, rose 3,000 ounces, that's 3,000 ounces of palladium, or 1% to a new record on June the 18th. And we've been watching as this palladium price has been fluctuating higher and higher, then much, much lower. Now we're right down today at $1,209. We've been much higher than that in the near and recent future, or past, I should say. We'll see where it goes. Anyway, the ETC, the exchange-traded something, I don't know what this ETC is. What is this ETC? The ETC now holds 315,572 ounces of palladium against 312,542 ounces of palladium on Wednesday. So they picked up a couple of shekels of palladium there. Its holdings are up 10,000 ounces or 3.3% week on week. That's a pretty good jump. ETC issues securities backed by physical stocks of a given commodity. Buying precious metals to back the ETCs and similar products has formed a major plank of demand. There's our word again, demand, in recent years. The rise in the company's palladium, ETC, exchange-traded commodity, I guess it would be ETC, exchange-traded commodity, that would be my guess, comes in the wake of hefty inflows into its ETFs, exchange-traded funds securities, physical platinum product. The ETC's holdings have climbed 16% or more than 46,000 ounces in the last 2 weeks. So we can see who some of the buyers are. Macro conditions are continuing to surprise on the upside, and investors generally are looking at platinum and palladium as a play on the industrial cycle, and that article by Jan Harvey with editing by Sue Thomas. Thank you, folks. All right, this one's a little bit more complex and longer, and we'll pick it up right on the other side as we find out more about the expanded IMF credit facility.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we have returned once again. Going back into another article here, this one, expanded IMF credit facility. This off of MineWeb, rather interesting sidebar, kind of a website, a very interesting website to visit. If you haven't been there, you might want to check it out. MineWeb, MineWeb.com. No, it's MineWeb.net, mistaken there. But the article starts off, now I'm going to just have to take a little sidebar of my own right here. Throughout this article, they use the name of the usurper in the article. And, of course, says you probably, if you've been paying attention to this broadcast, I don't recognize this clown for being anything more than a usurper. The unqualified one is not qualified, according to our Constitution, to serve as President of the United States or anything related to that. The controversy revolves around the bury the Indonesians' birth records, and so I'm not going to give him the title of president, you know. So I don't use his name, and thus it's just absolutely forced out of me. I have to be drug out of me with hot tongs, you know, pulling diligently on my tongue. But no, I'm not going to go there. But another thing in that line, nothing, absolutely nothing that happens during this administration that bears his signature has any force and effect in law, in my opinion, because the whole administration is unconstitutionally convened. Now, we had the same problem in Jorge Bush, the Shrubs' first administration, where there's nothing in the Constitution that allows the Supreme Court justices, Sandra Day O'Connor, picked by Jorge's daddy, to serve on the Supremes, if my memory serves me right. But there's nothing in the Constitution that would throw elections into the hands of the Supreme Court. If there's a problem with the election, we need to scrap it and start over again, whatever the cost. It's certainly going to be worthwhile to us, and had we done that and somehow or another been able to avert the last 8 years under Jorge II, I think we've been in money and dollars and time ahead. But anyway, here, let's go back to this article. We're going to talk about the IMF, their credit facility, and bury the usurper's administration gets IMF gold sales through the House. Yet it ties it to a security bill. Let's find out about that. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill which included an expanded credit facility for the IMF. That would be the International Monetary Fund, for those that are not up to speed on that, and effective U.S. approval for the proposed IMF sale of 400 tons of gold. Now, of course, 400 tons of gold, that's quite a few. But if you've been paying attention and following this broadcast for any length of time, you know that the SPDR Gold Trust is holding gold, far more gold, tons of gold than that. There are about 1,300 the last time I checked, I think, somewhere between 1,300 and perhaps as much as 1,500 tons of gold. So if the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, sells into the marketplace 400 tons of gold, it will be significant, but it won't be the end or the beginning of the new world order. Continuing here, this author, Lawrence Williams, writes Friday, June the 19th, New News, from Madeira. I guess that would be Spain, my dear. I have to be very careful because he uses the name often. The usurper's administration has pushed a bill through the U.S. House. Yeah, I spoke right there. Has pushed a bunch of bull. No, they pushed a bill through the U.S. House of Representatives approving $106 billion in supplemental funding. Isn't it amazing? You know, as long as you're spending, you know, as you're hooked on OPM, other people's money, as long as you're spending on other people's money, why, there's just no limit. You know, you can be as charitable and kind and humanitarianistic and altruistic and all of that. It's fantastic, isn't it? They approved another $106 billions of monies of debt in supplemental funding, primarily for the Iraq and Afghanistan security efforts. Security efforts? Semantics, the war. These are the Democrats, the Democratic Party, the Peace Party, ran opposed to the wars. And now they're in the office, of course, and they're advancing security, peace and security, making the world safe for democracy. Anyway, primarily for the Iraq and Afghanistan security efforts, but attached to it, these are things we always have to pay attention to. What was attached to it? What were the riders attached to it? was also an expanded credit facility for the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, of a massive $108 billion, which, of course, when we talk about trillions and trillions served, certainly $108 billion doesn't look too big, but a massive $108 billion, which included an agreement to allow U.S. members of the IMF board to agree the proposed $13 billion sale of 400 tons of IMF gold to shore up its finances. Now, of course, when we understand the word sustainable, we understand that to be shore up, prop up, or keep something alive that should die on its own. So we could just say we're implementing sustainable development here as we shore up this too-big-to-fail IMF board. But again, as the numbers start to decline, we get this thing put into perspective where we see proposed $13 billion money's sale of 400 tons of IMF gold. And of course, the IMF can agree to sell gold, et cetera, and so on, but it takes the our Congress has to approve these sales, and this is what we're seeing. This is a rider attached to another bill that would allow the United States members, the U.S. members of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, headquartered out of Washington District of Criminals, to sell 400 tons of IMF gold. Where they're going to find that gold, that's another question. But do they have the gold? That's another question. But I always like to throw in that but clause. In theory, the U.S. approval of the IMF gold sale, which still has to pass through the U.S. Senate, key phrase there, still has to pass, is not a done deal yet, would be the final hurdle in the gold sale actually going ahead. But despite this, there was virtually little or no impact on the gold market. In part, this may be because of scant publicity being given to this part of the funding approval. In other words, this is the first time I've heard about it, and I'm reporting on it. So, scant publicity, the public notice. Don't count on it. Continue. But also, in that firstly, the gold market has largely discounted the IMF gold sale anyway. In other words, the gold market is not too concerned about this. This might have been new news and big news a few years ago, but right now, the gold market is kind of thumbing its nose at this. And secondly, in that the IMF has said it will dispose of its gold in an orderly manner through a system such as the Central Bank Gold Agreement, which limits the sales volume in a given year. Pay attention onto this Central Bank Gold Agreement stuff, as we're starting to see all of these new regulatory powers given to the central banks seems to be going internationally. The Federal Reserve, London, and others around the world are starting to take a greater and greater possessory interest or management interest in the businesses of the world as we move into this corporatist fascist new world order. But anyway, back to the article here again. Given central bank gold sales under the CBGA, or the Central Bank Gold Agreement, I should start that over again. However, the current CBGA runs out in September, and there has been no announcement yet of a renewal beyond that date, so this may occur before September. Their current agreement runs out in September. That's the end of the fiscal year, probably, for the government. Given the central bank gold sales under the CBGA appear to have dropped sharply over the past year, it may be felt there is no longer a necessity for a new agreement. Indeed, indications are that some major central banks, now we're talking about more than one, notably the Russian and the Chinese ones, as well as some Middle Eastern banks, are likely to increase gold holdings. Anyway, we'll pick up their gold holdings right after this break. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as always, our call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, it's 512-904-8014. If you have unlimited long-distance on your telephone charges or something like that, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I use calling cards and other vehicles and Skype and things like that to avoid long-distance charges. But anyway, the telephone lines are always open here, 866-841-1065. Let's go back into this article, finding out a little bit more about the International Monetary Fund and central bank gold sales and gold agreements, picking it up right where we left off. Indeed, indications are that some major central banks, notably the Russian and Chinese ones, as well as some Middle Eastern banks, are likely to increase gold holdings in part in an attempt to diversify reserve dependence away from the U.S. dollar, given the mixed views on the greenback's future path due to the huge amounts of money being pumped into the U.S. economy to try to stave off recession or even depression. What a telling sentence that was. But of course, when we're talking about the Middle Eastern banks, remember, be very aware of this triangle, this golden triangle between London, Dubai, and New York. There's a lot happening in Dubai. You might browse around on the internet and see what you can discover. But there's this golden triangle there. And don't put it out of your mind. You know, when they're building the palace in Baghdad and they're in there going for the caves in Afghanistan and they've got their crosshairs focused on Iran, you know, Tehran, be aware the empire is expanding eastward. Let's put it that way. Continuing a little bit further here, and then also remember also that every day we talk about crude oil and USDX. That's the last of my indices that I report every day. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, crude, and USDX. Well, for a long time, crude oil has been as good as gold, or at least money. And so we're looking at this relationship between crude oil and the USDX with the dollar exchange and that basket of six currencies, that weighted basket of six currencies, and the dollar is losing its standing and it's losing its reserve status, regardless of what Kudrin said the other day, which caused a lot of mayhem in the marketplace. But as the U.S. dollar continues to decay and more of the central banks around the world scratch their head and try and implement what is known as risk aversion, we're going to see different models appearing. Unlike the Keynesian economics model, there are other economics models out there, and we're very likely to see some of those coming into a stronger position in the near future. I would say sometime in the vicinity of September, October. So you may want to be evaluating your financial house right now. And certainly when we talk about gold, we always are getting new listeners. I enjoy the emails that I receive, and some people have just discovered us recently here on Oracle. And want to know what all the hubbub and flutter is all about gold and silver and why we talk about that. And is this an economic broadcast? No, I don't do an economic broadcast. I don't have anything for sale here. I'm not selling gold or silver. I'm not hawking stocks nationally or internationally. We're just keeping our pulse, trying feebly to keep our pulse on this insanity that's going globally, and reporting without bias these various and sundry articles, not trying to convince you one way or the other. It's up to you. You make up your own mind. I'm not your guru or financial advisor. But I am saying that for years, many people have been taking their savings out of the U.S. dollar and dollar-denominated assets and transferring them into gold and silver, physical possession gold and silver, and into gold shares, gold stocks. The reason for that is that people with four or five brain cells firing understand that anything you have in U.S. dollars is likely to come up with a big goose egg in the not-too-distant future. And unless you want to be standing in a bread line someplace or spend the rest of your life out in the garage under a camouflage tarp with your storage foods and your water filters and your semi-automatic rifles, you might want to do a little bit of thinking about your financial future as well. Anyhow, all that aside, let's go back to the article and close it out. Agreement indeed. Indications are that some major central banks, again, notably the Russian and the Chinese ones, as well as some Middle Eastern banks, are likely to increase their gold holdings in an attempt to diversify reserve dependence away from the U.S. dollar, given the mixed views on the greenback's future, blah, blah, blah. In their April Fortis Bank Metals Monthly, the London-based VM Group commented, here's their quote, that there are some good arguments against a central bank gold agreement renewal. In other words, they're considering whether they're going to do this anymore, whether they're going to renew this option. The original 1999 agreement arose from a structural weakness in the gold market. Back then, 1999, that was just like yesterday to me, but back then, a class of investors, the central banks, believed they were massively overweight in gold and wanted to sell. And if you listen and remember the Jim Wiley articles and some of the other articles that we've reported recently where considerable amounts of this 90% gold, this coin melt gold, has been finding its way from America into European hands, we can understand this divestiture of gold. And the gold is not necessarily going from central bank hands into central bank hands as it has in the past. It's going from central bank hands into private holdings. And with the rise of, since 2004, of these exchange-traded funds, more and more people are entering into the gold market and becoming aware of it and following it. And so we'll just have to see what happens with all of this. How is that going to roll out? How is that going to play out in the scheme, the greater scheme of things, as far as a new international economic order is concerned? Is this monopoly starting to break up a little bit? Showing signs of weaknesses around the edges, perhaps? Let's drop down a little further in the article here. If there is no renewal of the... Let me finish this out. This is important. I copied it all out, and sometimes I just skip over big chunks, and I really don't want to do that. There are some good arguments, again, against a CBGA renewal. The original 1999 agreements arose from a structural weakness in the gold market. Back then, a class of investors, the central banks, believed they were massively overweight in gold and wanted to sell. The central banks decided to collaborate on a selling program in order to ensure that they drip-fed gold onto a market that was already very weak. Those conditions are no longer relevant. Now, it's curious here in this author writing from Madeira, where he talks about collaborate. The central banks decided to collaborate on a selling program. It's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. Again, I have repeatedly brought this kind of writing to your attention. When we talk about systems, S-Y-S-T-E-M-M-E, programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, it's that doubled M-E at the end. It's a useless tail. We don't use that in English in this country. But the idea of these programs, they all harken back to the internationals, the first international, the second international, touching a little bit on the philosophical radicalism now of the Marxists and other socialists and anarchists of that time period, the positivists, the catechism of the positive system, S-Y-S-T-E-M-M-E, positive polity, positive philosophy, and the universal religion of humanity, all logos comps, intellectual product. But we have a we have the author using this word spelled this way, program. In other words, it's more than just a program. It's a program. It's more like the document that you're handed when you go to an opera, to a play. It's the program. It's how the various acts are going to happen, and who are the actors or actors in the play, etc. It's a drama. It's an act. It's a program. Continuing from the article, it says, if there is no renewal of the central bank gold agreement, CBGA, that would send a tremendously bullish signal to the gold price. At a time today when there are many more actors on the buy side, such as private investors, and an obviously slowing interest to sell. Now, if you've been listening to the various economists out there, the newsletter writers, they're talking about buying long and staying long in the precious metals market. Offset the damage coming straight ahead. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret of right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going to be the president today. We've taken all our
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we're back, and so we can see then from the article, if there's no renewal of this central banker's gold agreement in September, that would send a tremendously bullish signal to the gold price. In other words, we could see a substantial spike if they don't renew this agreement sometime around and following September of this year. Perhaps a substantial or tremendously bullish signal going to the gold price, upward trending. And so many of the financial writers have been talking about, you know, can we see $1,500 gold? Can we see $2,000? Can it go higher than that? You know, when we went off the gold standard, gold has just kind of been floating around out there in space, so to speak, and in the greater scheme of things with all of the trillions and trillions of fiat money in existence, gold is, at the present cost or present value, insignificant by comparison. But when the world starts to back its currencies with something, and gold being one of the most traditional choices, and oil is going to definitely figure into that as well, has to, as long as we continue to use oil as an energy source, it's going to be black gold, if you will. And in a minute, we're going to go back into this discussion of water, and we're going to see that water is being entered into this matrix as well as blue gold. So we've got black gold in oil, blue gold in water, and the real thing, aurum, yellow gold, and silver in the matrix as well. So anyway, continuing. This, the author writes, again, this is written by Lawrence Williams. I got it off of MindWeb. You can go there yourself and pull the whole article down if you want to look at it. Expanded IMF Credit Facility, MindWeb, should be on the top page, top of their page today. Anyway, continuing, this would boost gold status as a reserve asset, giving holders greater flexibility in how they bought and sold it. It would also encourage other central banks with large forex reserves but little gold, such as China, to buy forex reserves. You might check that out. Just Google it up and read the little blurbs that come up. What is the forex? What is a forex? F-O-R-E-X, reserves. After all, who wants to buy something for which they need an agreement in order to resell? So it's much more liquid that way. They don't have to get all of these approvals and congressional nods and winks. But back to the U.S. moves, the author writes. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, economist Judy Shelton comments, quote, the usurper's administration went to great lengths to get the IMF its billions. Last week, congressional leaders received a letter that made a firm connection between global economics and global security. Security. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. It's building that safety cult, the precautionary principle, global economics and global security. Quote, we know from the 1930s that a protracted global economic slump can foster undesirable and unforeseeable reactions to hardship and adversity, close quote, it stated. Of course, if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks as we've talked about anarchy and revolution and counter-revolution and public opinion and cross-currents of public opinion, then you understand much better than most what we're talking about when we talk about reactions. Here's another quote, continuing, quote, financial hardship and poverty breed desperation. Again, this is a letter written to the Congress. Financial hardship and poverty breed desperation, which helps terrorist networks, you've got to watch out for those blonde-haired, blue-eyed radicals, you know, those philosophical radicals that talk on the radio in the morning and try and tell truth and speak truth to power. Or watch out for those terrorist networks, which helps terrorist networks to attract new recruits with messages of hate, violence, and intolerance. I mean, come on, folks. Is there any doubt in your mind why Congress acts the way that it does? This is the dialogue inside of the swamp down there. They're steeped up to their eyeballs in messages of hate and violence and intolerance. Have you ever seen the pictures of some of these big wigs that have in their office, they have a whole wall full of televisions and they just watch the TV, you know, on 20 different channels all at the same time, all the time during the day. Talk about programming themselves for destruction. They should switch off every one of those television sets and just turn on their laptop and come listen to Become Vocal Local and get their brains screwed on properly. But they don't. They listen to their aides and they're lobbyists, and they are just filled with messages of hate and violence and intolerance and fear of terrorist networks. Continuing, the letter then urged Republicans and Democrats to support the president's request for IMF funding. Quote, we believe that the current instability poses a significant risk to the long-term prosperity and security of the United States. Close quote. And it was signed by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, National Security Advisor James Jones, and most notably, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. Three very poorly prepared and ill-informed people holding incredible positions of power in our administration. But again, it says, we believe that the current instability poses a significant risk to the long-term prosperity and security. Seems to me that's just a word play. Haven't we all heard of the Security and Prosperity Agreement of North America? I wonder if there's a connection. Just my conspiratorial mind going there. My tinfoil hat was showing. Let's continue. Shelton's view is that this was an attempt to pressure representatives into voting in favor on the grounds that a well-financed International Monetary Fund might provide a further bulwark against global financial collapse, leading to global instability, and thus would be a threat to greater U.S. security. She questions this both on economic grounds and on whether the IMF is indeed the right vehicle to handle such a policy. In other words, do we want to give the IMF more gold or let them sell their gold or do anything with them? Big questions. Lots of big questions. Continuing, officials concerned about global security are right to recognize that financial instability boosts or breeds discontent and fosters social resentment that can challenge ruling interests and topple whole regimes. Can you say revolution in the air? Revolutions and counter-revolutions? Perhaps these global financial elites are starting to have sweaty palms. Perhaps they're starting to be concerned that their programs of action are breeding discontent and social resentment that can and will challenge ruling interests and topple whole regimes. Maybe they lie awake at night with the sound of guillotines dropping on bourbon necks. Maybe they recall their history from the days at Yale. Continuing, Shelton also says, the question is whether short-term fixes in the form of emergency loans to a flailing government, the sort of assistance the IMF is prepared to offer, provide a solid foundation for economic growth. It's always about economic growth. As if unlimited economic growth is possible, is there no cap on economic growth? As the Keynesians always have taught, you know, you can spend your way into prosperity. If you want to be a millionaire, go borrow $1.5 million. Then you too can be a millionaire. You'll be holding $1.5 million worth of debt. You can dine at the finer restaurants. You can drink the better brands of champagne. Just go into deeper and deeper debt. Officials, again, concerned about global security, are right to recognize that financial instability breeds discontent and fosters social resentment that can challenge ruling interests and topple whole regimes. Part of the problem, in Shelton's view, is that the IMF is no longer capable of fulfilling its role of overseeing an international monetary system because since the end of the Bretton Woods era, there is effectively no global monetary system. We'll close this article out in the beginning of the second hour. So far, the plot has only begun to thicken. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us for hour number two.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Jeff Thomas, and welcome back to our Friday, June the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin our second hour. My name is William Roberts, and as always, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. And if this you're just picking up the broadcast at this time, and it's unfortunate some of our affiliates and micros go away for the second hour and catch only the first. Of course, I do really enjoy Derry Brownfield, but I think that there is a time when discussing, you know, genetically modified soybeans and railing against Monsanto has served its purpose. We're certainly well aware of their actions, and there's a bigger picture. There's a much broader global picture, but of course my heart has to lie with the ranchers and the cattlemen as well. So anyway, all that aside, in the first hour we talked about the news, financial news, and we're going to talk a little bit more about financial news as we go into this the second hour, and then we're going to turn our attention directly to Agenda 21 and the Clean Water Restoration Act, and looking ahead, seeing where this is going. But let's finish out this article off of the MineWeb, expanded IMF credit facility, where the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill which included an expanded credit facility for the IMF and effective U.S. approval for the proposed IMF sale of 400 tons of gold, which may have a very bullish impact on the gold market. This part of the article was written by in the Wall Street Journal by economist Judy Shelton, and we're closing out her comments where she says, part of the problem in Shelton's view is that the IMF is no longer capable of fulfilling its role of overseeing an international monetary system. And we've been talking about that here. Lee Rogers and Doug Owen and the other hosts on the network have been talking about the very distinct possibility that this and the Fed, you know, rally that's going on, this H.R. 1207, Ron Paul's bill and others, you know, whether it ends the Fed, audits the Fed, or does whatever it wants with the Fed, that the real bottom line is likely that there's an entirely new economic new world order emerging, and the Fed has outlived its usefulness. It's done its duty. And right now, it's in the process of vacuuming out the last little bit of wealth of this country. So it is very possible that economist Judy Shelton is right on the mark here when she says that the IMF is no longer capable of fulfilling its role of overseeing an international monetary system. And again, she says, because since the end of the Bretton Woods era, that's the Bretton Woods Agreement. You can go back in the archives and look at the histories and the origins of the new economic order. We covered that for a couple of days. Find out all about the Bretton Woods Agreement and all of those various and sundry international agreements following World War I and World War II. World War I Part A and World War I Part B, in my opinion. But anyway, she says, then where does this leave gold? One would think that overall such moves will end up being long-term positive for bullion. If and when the IMF gold sales do hit the market, there may be a short-term adverse consequence. In other words, you dump 400 ton of gold onto the market, you should see the price go down, and very likely it will. But if this gold is seen to be quickly absorbed, perhaps by central banks looking to build gold reserves, then there could be a quick rebound. In other words, it could be a downward spike, just as we've seen many times. We were right at the threshold. We were right there up there bumping our head. Gold was at 990, 990.5, 990.6, bumping its head up against the $1,000 threshold, and the great money masters wouldn't let it cross. Well, maybe this will break the bank. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Going into the second hour here again, my name is William Roberts. We're talking about gold. We're talking about the news, the finances, globally, etc. We're going to go into the Agenda 21 here any moment, but we're almost done with this particular article. Literally, it's only 1.5 pages, 1.75 pages. It's not a really long article, but it's very telling. As I was reading it this morning, about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, it was something I definitely wanted to bring on the air and discuss. Good article, lots of information in here. But again, it says that if and when the IMF gold sales do hit the market, there may be a short-term adverse consequence. But if this gold is seen to be quickly absorbed, key phrase there is seen to be quickly absorbed. You know, we've been hearing about shortages in the gold market for quite some time. Premiums, although they have now come down on a purchase of an ounce of gold or any of the products, you know, the premiums are down a little bit now, coming more into line. You're not having to pay $100, $150 an ounce for a premium just to buy some. Supply seems to be out there, but largely it's fractional gold out of Europe, much more so than bullion, but you can buy bullion. Gold bullion, the U.S. Eagles and Canadian Maple Leafs and things like that. But you put 400 tons up and get it at a low price, in other words, dump it on the market or trickle it onto the market or drip it onto the market, but get it onto the market, just watch how quickly it will disappear into private hands. Of course, it's not just the private hands. As I said, since about 2004, I believe it was, when the SPDR Gold Trust came on the scene, the exchange-traded funds in gold, there have been very, very influential deep pockets and big hands ready to absorb any gold they can vacuum up into these ETFs as well. Some of the major players in the derivatives bubble are involved in these gold ETFs, and so we watch the gold SPDR Gold Trust with great care every day, trying to find out more information about them. What are they doing? These are some people that have made tremendous profits on the grief of others, and I'm sure that if that's their mindset, they would have no compunction about repeating that kind of egregious behavior again in the future. Profiting off of other people's suffering just seems to be intergenerational among some tribes. Anyway, so where does it leave gold? Well, there could be a quick rebound, and yes, that rebound could be very quick. And again, I'm not an economist. I'm not trained in all of this stuff. I've only been following these markets 5 days a week for the last 12 or 14 years, personally. Read maybe a dozen or more books on economy, but I'm certainly not an economist. But things just seem to be unraveling a little bit for the money masters behind the curtain. And it does appear that we're going into some new system. And I don't have a clear fix on it yet. I'll certainly report to you as soon as I know of any clear fix that's out there. But the article concludes this way. Fundamentals don't necessarily look good for gold at the moment. As we open the broadcast, we see that gold is kind of doing the crab walk, traversing horizontally here in the $935 range, plus or minus $7. Been there for a couple of days now. As I mentioned before, we have had a very, very, great resistance level set at the $1,000 mark. The global elites just don't want to see it go there, and there's reasons for that. Let's go in a little further, finish out this article, and we'll see why. But the author writes, but the gold market is notable for ignoring the fundamentals, at least in the short term. It's been thumbing its nose, folks. It has. Been thumbing its nose. It just keeps coming back. It's just dogging back up and staying in the 900 range. One of the indicators that I give you each day is the year-on-year, year-to-year gains. You know, today we're at $53.20 at the 935.40 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We were still up $53.20 over last year. But if you've been listening each morning, what we're seeing is a parallel chart. Somewhere between $50 and $100 above where it was last year, but we go down, we follow the same slumps. We're in those dog days of summer right now. We're just closing out coming up to the end of the East India wedding season, and we're kind of in the dog days of summer now, so we're in this kind of a slump or a trough. But then as the fall season comes, you know, it'll probably start to rise again, and if we have this gold sale in September, we might see a sudden spike down, and then we might go ahead and cross that $1,000 mark as people buy up this 400 ton. I don't know. We'll see. But again, the author writes, it's been retaining its price levels reasonably well in the face of low jewelry demand and a resurgent dollar. In other words, the dollar came up, was trading down in the 70s, came back up now above 80.41 as of 9 o'clock a.m. this morning, off 17 points from its closing yesterday. A resurgent dollar demand. And we talked about, and I always bring these articles out every time I find one, there's low demand in India, in East India, for jewelry. You know, they buy those little bangles or something. I don't know what it's all about. It's a symbol of wealth. It's a show of wealth or something. And they buy these little bangles, and they're made out of gold, 22 karat gold, and they just shove them up their arm. They got a whole arm full of gold bangles, and they have the courage, I guess, to go out in public with $1,000 or $2,000 worth of gold on their arms. Seems to me it'd be a good way to lose your arm, so I guess if it was me, I'd wear my bangles on my left arm, I suppose. Anyway, you never know who's got a knife in a crowd. But both of these normally are very adverse factors. Investment demand seems to be stable. In other words, there are plenty of hands out there just waiting to get their hands on gold. People are still nervous, true enough, and gold still offers a degree of wealth protection which most other markets do not at this continuing time of economic turmoil. And there ends the article. Interesting. Took a little time to go through it, but I think you, hopefully, if you've listened carefully, we've learned something from that article. There is legislation in the House going to the Senate to authorize the IMF, I guess, to sell 400 tons of gold. It says here again back, it says the very first sentence, just to close out the article, right? The usurper's administration has pushed a bill through the U.S. House of Representatives approving $106 billion in supplemental funding, primarily for the Iraq and Afghanistan security efforts, but attached to it was an expanded credit facility for the International Monetary Fund of a massive $108 billion, which included an agreement to allow U.S. members of the IMF board to agree the proposed $13 billion sale of 400 tons of IMF gold to shore up its finances. Another article, close out the news today. I'm certainly not going to go into this one in any great length. This off of Bloomberg, June the 19th, Jason Kelly. The headline here that you can find on Bloomberg, Blackstone Carlyle pursue bank LBOs as the usurper changes the landscape. The world's two biggest leveraged buyout firms, that would be a LBO, so when you see that acronym in the future, remember it's a leveraged buyout firm, poised to acquire their second bank in as many months, may have cracked the code to purchase U.S. lenders as the usurper retools the financial regulatory system. Well, who are these two biggest leveraged buyout firms, and why would we care? The first one, of course, is Blackstone. And the second one, Jorge Bush's daddy's Carlyle Group. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again, going into just very, very briefly. I want to get on to other things very briefly into this article just to bring it to your attention. But we see the world's two largest or the two biggest leveraged buyout firms poised to acquire their second bank in as many months, and that they may have cracked the code to purchase U.S. lenders as Barry the Usurper retools the financial regulatory system again. Blackstone Group LP and the Carlyle Group, along with David Bonderman's TPG Capital, are attempting to buy First Republic Bank. That would probably be in Texas. According to people familiar with the matter, you notice how they always say that, the men behind the screen, no names being mentioned here, with each firm attempting or each firm seeking a minority stake. The takeover would resemble last month's agreement by New York-based Blackstone and Carlyle in Washington to purchase BankUnited Financial Corporation. The deals show how private equity firms working with regulators, including the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, are abandoning attempts to purchase lenders on their own and instead investing in groups of passive stakeholders. And you think that Agenda 21 is insignificant and not something you should be studying. Mistake. The change comes as the usurper's administration proposes to eliminate the Office of Thrift Supervision, which has allowed LBO firms, that would be leveraged buyout firms, to buy majority controls of banks. The logjam may be broken, said Lawrence Kaplan, an attorney at Paul Hastings, Janofsky & Walker, LLP in Washington, who formerly worked as a lawyer with the OTS. Here's a quote. There's clearly a need for more capital, and there's a lot of people who want to do these deals. Pressure is mounting from the administration and Congress to replace taxpayer funds with private money, as banks crippled by more than $1.4 trillion in losses since the credit crisis began in 2007, and the article is much longer and continues. But you can see, no matter how many times, you know, we talk about how the times have changed, all things remain the same. Here we go. We're going right back and revisiting 1913 as the private hands come in and they buy up all of the competitors. It's the old Rockefeller scheme. It's the old Rothschild scheme. This is just a repeating phenomena. As Santa Anna said, something along the lines that those that don't study their history are doomed to repeat it. I got a magazine sent to me by Mikhail Gorbachev and his Green Cross group, the Optimist magazine, looking beyond the horizon. I think he thought I wanted to be a communist or something. I don't know. Maybe he thought I was a green weenie. I'm not. But they wanted me to join their group and subscribe to their magazine, and I wasn't going to do that. But I enjoyed getting the magazine. I've kept it and referred to it often. Just right in the middle of one article here, it says this: a secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained recently by the Observer warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020? Thought we were having global warming. Maybe Albert Gore got his wires crossed. A Siberian climate sounds to me like freezing temperatures, not warming temperatures. But here the article continues: to avoid these disasters, we have to redefine our political agenda. Now, who's writing this? This was by A. Alexander, and an article says, "Don't worry, be happy." And we see a photograph here of Jorge Bush and the leader of Russia out on a brisk walk. It looks like a sunny, bright and sunny morning, probably over in Russia someplace. But curiously enough, both of these guys are wearing full metal jackets. I mean to tell you, their coats are just busting out. They're so covered up in armor. They're out someplace in public, but they got enough body armor to stop a Sherman tank. Anyway, they're out walking, though. They're having a morning walk together. Surprisingly, they weren't pictured hand in hand or smooching in the bushes. To avoid these disasters, we have to redefine our political agenda, including the security dimension. It's time to recognize that military threats to our future are being eclipsed by environmental threats such as falling water tables and rising temperatures. So how can you be plunged into a Siberian climate in the preceding paragraph and then talk about rising temperatures in the next? As Lester Brown rightfully states in his recent book, quote, since 11th of September 2001, notice he has to kind of squirrel it around there so he doesn't say since September 11, political leaders and media worldwide have been preoccupied with terrorism and more recently the invasion of Iraq. Terrorism is certainly a matter of concern, but if Osama had been dead far too long and his followers succeeded in diverting our attention from the environmental trends that are undermining our future until it's too late to reverse them, they will have achieved their goal in a way they may not have imagined. Ah, the terrorists are so shrewd. The terrorists are so shrewd as we keep our eyes focused on Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran. The real goals are happening behind the scenes. Here's an article from Mario Soros. Maurice Strong is just on my mind this morning. And it starts this way. This is an article titled, The Right to Water for All. He says, water is one of the most vital sources of life, and the struggle to secure its universal accessibility has turned into a major political battle for the 21st century. Increasing shortages boost its price, and it is already commonly referred to as, quote-unquote, his words, not mine, blue gold. Blue gold. We got black gold in the Saudi countries. And we got blue gold all around the planet. As a matter of fact, when they show those photographs of the planet Earth from the near-Earth orbiting satellite, certainly not from space, they're all still in the atmosphere. All those satellites, they're just near-Earth orbit in the atmosphere. They're not outside the atmosphere. You can't penetrate the atmosphere. The outermost layer of the atmosphere is the thermosphere, and the higher up in it that you go, the hotter it becomes. Because the Earth, by design, was surrounded by an air conditioning unit that works perfectly. And in my opinion, the only way to get off of this planet is to be called, and the only way to get onto this planet is to be sent, and there's nobody in Washington that has that authority. They just don't have the pay grade. Anyway. So that introduces Agenda 21 again. Because we can see here where it says water is one of the most vital sources of life, and the struggle to secure its universal accessibility has turned into a major political battle for the 21st century, we see all of the words necessary to understand Agenda 21 right there. And as increasing shortages boost its price, it's already commonly referred to as blue gold. Now, we started out talking about Senate Bill 787. We had Don Parmeter join us on the network here earlier this week to talk about this piece of legislation, which now has come out of committee. We'll see where it goes. I wasn't able to get much off GovTrack or Thomas.gov this morning, but I'll be following it, and maybe have to make some phone calls this afternoon, see what happened in that committee meeting. But this is right out of Section 3 findings in Senate Bill 787. Water is a unique and precious resource used not only to sustain human, animal, and plant life, but is also economically important for agriculture, transportation, flood control, energy production, recreation, fishing, and shellfishing, and municipal and commercial uses. Water is transported through interconnected hydrological cycles and the pollution, impairment, or destruction of any part of an aquatic system may affect the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of other parts of the aquatic system. And we find right here in Chapter 18 of Agenda 21, freshwater resources are an essential component of the Earth's hydrosphere and an indispensable part of all terrestrial ecosystems. The freshwater environment is characterized by the hydrological cycle, including floods and droughts, which is, well, as you can see, we know where they're getting their verbiage. We'll pick it up on the other side and read from their own Bible. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned, and you can imagine my surprise one morning about 10 o'clock when I go out to my little mailbox at the gravel road that I lived on when I spent about 14 years living in a little log cabin, two-room log cabin down in the hollers of southwest Missouri. And I find in my mailbox an Aero Espresso package that it comes all the way from Geneva, Switzerland, addressed to me, with my name spelled correctly and everything. And who sent it? Why, it was Mikhail Gorbachev. Well, I know our audience is changing all the time, bringing on new listeners, and maybe there are some of you out there who are not familiar who Mikhail Gorbachev is. Let me just give you this little bio here. Mikhail Gorbachev served as the president of the Soviet Union from 1990 to 1991 and is the general secretary of the Politburo of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1995 to 1985 to 1991. And during this period, he launched a new series of fundamental domestic reforms, including expanded freedoms and the democratization of the political process, all of which were carried out through his policies of social and economic restructuring, or perestroika, and glasnost. In April of 1988, Gorbachev announced his decision to pull Soviet troops out of Afghanistan, of course making way for us, ceasing guerrilla war there as well. The name of Gorbachev is also associated with the fall of the Berlin Wall. Ronnie Reagan's. Mr. President, bring down that wall. What a clown. The great communitarian. Anyway, and the end of the Cold War. It's been much warmer since then, hasn't it? In recognition of which, Gorbachev was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990. Those Nobels, you know. You got to watch those Nobels. They know no boundaries. Since 1992, he has been the president of the Gorbachev Foundation, a think tank for social, political, and economic research, enjoying the climate of sunny coastal California from the Presidio there in San Francisco. Again, a think tank for social, political, and economic research. And in 1993, he founded Green Cross International. And in 1994, he sent me this magazine. No, it was later than that. This I didn't receive until spring of 2004. I stand corrected, 10 years later. Anywho, this is his article, and in it, he writes this. I'll just give you a little bit. He says, glasnost could be put to service as a catch-all phrase for all of these weapons in the struggle for transparency and awareness. Glasnost. This struggle for transparency and awareness. And this Indonesian we have sleeping in Lincoln's bedroom whenever he desires. What a hoot that is. Clamored about how his team was going to redevelop WhiteHouse.gov and introduce a whole new layer of transparency and awareness on the internet. Glasnost is more than transparency. It is demanding. It is a demanding long-term process of awakening demand, which inevitably leads to calls for fundamental changes. Change. In the field of sustainable development, such a process is needed to combat apathy. Ron Paul cured my apathy. To engage people in the task of choosing more equitable and sustainable lifestyles. Economy, environment, and equity. Equitable and sustainable lifestyles. And to address the dominance of short-term interests and lack of transparency at the decision-making level. The process of glasnost would tackle both aspects of this dangerous blend of indifference and concealment and ultimately rebuild trust between people, business, and government. All the stakeholders, that's your multi-sectoral system. Desperately needed if we're going to stand any chance in achieving the Millennium Development Goals to combat poverty, disease, and inequality by 2015. Been hearing about 2012. We hear plenty about that. Of course, the globalists know that the world isn't going to end in 2012. I don't care what the Mayan calendar does, no matter how long, no matter how deep, no matter how wide this recession and transfer takes to occur, there will be government on the other side, and it's going to be up to you and up to I to interact within the established two-party political system to reshape the governments of the world, or we will just be the recipients of their programs and systems. So I just suppose it depends on how long you've been spitting in the eye of the United Nations beast system as to how much of this stuff has filtered into your mailbox, but in my own mailbox after I ordered it from http://unp.un.org. I ordered a copy of Agenda 21 because I'd been hearing about it. I wanted to find out more about it. Got a copy of it, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and the Statement of Forest Principles, which comprise the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, also known in the United Nations Beast System as UNCED, which happened 17 years ago in June of 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And in Chapter 666 or 18, we see protection of the quality and supply of freshwater resources, the application of integrated approaches to the development, management, and use of water resources. And yesterday, reading directly from this book, we went through the introduction and got into the program areas and read the first section of that. And we ended off with these two predictions here, these programs, these action plans that by the year 2000, the international community will have designed and initiated, costed, and targeted national action programs and have put in place appropriate institutional structures and legal instruments, and to have established efficient water use programs to attain sustainable resource utilization patterns globally. And by the year 2025, they vision in their visioning statements to have achieved subsectoral targets of all freshwater program areas. And it is understood that the fulfillment of the targets quantified in A1 and I and above will depend upon new and additional financial resources that will be made available to developing countries in accordance with the relevant provisions of General Assembly Resolution 44228. What is he talking about? Well, I'm not talking about pipe dreams. I'm talking about a global action plan. And we're 9 years into it. The idea is to fully implement the Millennium Development Goals by the year 2015, and it's not far away. Let's continue our study, beginning with Chapter 18.12, or Section 18.12. Again, this is right out of Agenda 21. This whole thing is like a right reading law, almost, although it's entirely subjective and there's no objectivity to it at all. There's no references. You don't come to the end of the chapter and find a bibliography. You're left to your own devices throughout. There's not even an index. If you don't memorize all this claptrap, you're just basically forced to have to read it and reread it and read it over again, and you should see my copy. Underlined, highlighted, post-it notes, crib notes, margin writing, cross-referenced, six ways to Sunday. Trying to make sense out of this, if it is even sensible, and I'm not sure that it is. But it continues here in 1812, all states. Sounds rather inclusive, doesn't it? No discrimination going on here. The global agenda embraces all states. According to their capacity and available resources, and through bilateral or multilateral cooperation, including the United Nations and other relevant organizations as appropriate, could implement, notice it says could implement, the following activities to improve integrated water resources management. Why are we even concerned? Why do we even care? Well, I'll give you a suggestion. Here we are coming into the weekend. Take not another drop of water until Monday morning. You're going to have to ask your mother. Don't try this at home, children. I'm just suggesting that it's very unlikely that you'll be able to follow those requests and make it all the way through Monday morning without another drop of water. If that's important to you, then why would you give someone else the power to turn off the spigot for you? I think we need to pay attention when we're talking about controlling the water of the world, don't you? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we've returned once again. You know, for those of you that have not acquired a copy of Agenda 21, you may not be familiar with how it's laid out, but in this particular chapter, we've already covered the introduction. Then it goes into the program areas, of which we're continuing. And then it's broken up, and it's very similar throughout the entire 40 chapters of this book. They give you a basis of action, in other words, why you're going to do it, the basis for it, then objectives, and then it leads into activities, then it goes into the means of implementation, then it goes into scientific or means of implementation, the financing and the cost evaluation, scientific and technological means, human resources development, capacity building. Section B repeats those very same things. Includes institutional frameworks, data systems, data dissemination, means of implementation, so on and so forth, capacity building that just repeats and repeats, basis for action keeps going, and it just goes long and long and longer. Anyway, all in one chapter. We'll never cover this whole chapter on air. Wouldn't have a listener left in America. So we'll just go into a little bit more of this. To give you an idea or a taste, if you will, just a taste. Give me a taste. Here's a taste. These are some of the relevant, the United Nations and other relevant organizations. These are some of the things that could be done. They could implement. All states could implement. And there's a whole list of them here. This goes from A through P, by the way. A through P. But it doesn't stop there. It also gives subsections under some of these. We'll just start in A. the formulation of costed and targeted national action plans and investment programs. You see how immediately we sweep right across the boundaries and we're no longer talking about sovereign nations. Targeted national action plans and investment programs, environmental and developmental concerns, business. B, the integration of measures for the protection and the conservation of potential sources of fresh water supply, including the inventorying of water resources with land use planning, forest resource utilization, protection of mountain slopes and riverbanks, and other relevant development and conservation activities. Now, you understand why it's necessary to have this Battlestar Galactica group of satellites orbiting the planet constantly. That is for the development of the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, Geographic Information Systems, Geospatial Systems, Information Systems, and then all of the cell towers providing an interlocking grid so that you can get down to the point where you can actually number the blades of grass in someone's lawn and count the sands, grains of sand on the seashore, or the number of heads of cattle, or the number of heads of chattel, depending on whether you're looking at a four-legged beast with udders or a two-legged man with a deep pocket. Continuing here, C is the development of interactive databases. Now you can understand why we had to go through Y2K. Well, it wasn't because the computers were all going to melt down and shrivel up into nothing and fall onto the floor and be worthless and just sit there and quiver. No, it was to harmonize all across and around the world, providing financing from the international community so that Togo and Lesotho and all of the rest of them could be up to speed with Pentium processors and Microsoft Windows XP and other things necessary to run all of the various and sundry software that was created for the development of interactive databases, forecasting models, economic planning models, and methods for water management and planning, including environmental impact assessment methods, you see. Had nothing to do with storage food or armaments or gold in your pocket. Not at all. Optimization of water resources allocation under physical and socioeconomic constraints. The implementation of allocation designs and demand management, pricing mechanisms, and regulatory measures. That was point E, by the way. Point F, flood and drought management. Flood and drought management. Have you ever heard of FEMA? The Federal Emergency Management Agency, who heretofore was always involved and charged with developing floodplain maps and mapping and providing floodplain insurance all across America. You know, they took over from the Urban Renewal Boys. They went all the way back to civil defense. That's where they began. But ever since then, FEMA has kind of been the catch-all be-all for all of these various and sundry agencies that were created at various times and in various places, and then they went broke or were defunded. And so instead of just shutting these agencies down, they just moved them quietly under FEMA's umbrella, and they continue operating today. One of those is FEMA's hazard mitigation program. We talk about it here often enough. The multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force and programs and planning that comes across America. It's a link of chains of tyranny. It starts with the E911 system, the enhanced 911 systems, and then it proceeds from there to an emergency operations plan, the establishment of an interlocking system of cell towers, a bunker for the 9/11 call center, and from there it goes out into the establishment of local planning and zoning, the implementation of FEMA's subsidiary group, the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, including the most egregious of all, the International Property Maintenance Code, and it just continues to build from there. But anyway, Section F here, kind of getting off that sidebar rant, flood and drought management, including risk analysis and environmental and social impact assessment. You know, whenever we talk about this environmental assessment, we talk about the Environmental Protection Agency, and of course they've now come under the umbrella probably of the FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. It's always about security, you know. We've said that many times here already this morning. It's all about security. It's about developing and promoting a culture of safety. It's the precautionary principle. It's the development of a global safety cult. It's all for the children, you know, the little children. Promotion of schemes, at least they're honest, promotion of schemes for rational water use through public awareness raising. That's also known as obtaining public buy-in. Public awareness raising, that's also known as the propaganda system or the local media system. Educational programs, now we're into UNESCO. You better teach this to the children, get them conditioned early, let them know that water is scarce. Don't trust that water, you don't know where it's been. You better have this bottled water from Danone or Coca-Cola in the little special plastic bottle that enables boys to grow titties and have no genitalia, or dwarfed anyway. Anyway, continuing along here, and other economic instruments. Here's point number H. Mobilization of water resources. That's called suck truck and pump the water out of the aquifers in one country and bottle it and send it and sell it to somebody else. You know, we talk about how much the price of oil is today, $71.95 a barrel. Imagine how much they would be willing to pay for a 55-gallon drum of water in Zimbabwe or Togo or Lesotho, Paraguay, Uruguay, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, all the stand countries. Water, blue gold. Mobilization of water resources, particularly in arid and semi-arid areas. How much would they pay for a 50-gallon drum of water on the backside of Dubai? United Arab Emirates, you know, it's just a little crescent. The seacoast is wonderful. You move inland and it's just sand. Continuing, the promotion of international scientific research cooperation on freshwater resources. You know, it's the promotion of international scientific research cooperation. This is how you get the involvement of the great foundations. This is how you get the articles like we read the other day about how the ice caps are melting again. You know, the sea level is going to come up by 3 meters or a meter in the next 100 years. Thank goodness it's rising so slowly, we'll be able to walk quietly away. Maybe we could even move away before it gets higher, but you know, have you ever thrown a bunch of ice cubes in a glass of water on a hot day? Does water spill over the top as the ice cubes melt? No, that's not the way it works. It always seeks a common level. Anyway, got to be worried about those ice caps melting as they form elsewhere. Continuing here, the development of new and alternative sources of water supply, such as seawater desalination, artificial groundwater recharge, use of marginal quality water. Is that what you get in the pipe? It's your kitchen sink? Marginal quality water? You know, we talk about groundwater recharge. That's where you have something like a confined animal feeding organization that uses millions and millions of gallons of water to feed all of the hogs and the chickens and the turkeys and so on. And they just recharge it right into the groundwater. Well, folks, have a great weekend. We're all out of time again. See how quickly it goes. 2 hours. Boom, gone, and gone. Bing, bang, boom. See you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Ah!
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.